Hello, and welcome to another No-Nonsense Wisdom Moment with Coach Lisa. Well, with every episode, I will give you strategies and insight that will make you uncommon on purpose. In this No-Nonsense Wisdom Moment, I want to talk about something, and it's simply don't be a chameleon, right? Yeah, I'm going to explain it to you in just a minute. Don't be a chameleon. You ready? Let's go. You know, I've often heard this phrase of people referring to themselves as chameleons. I've heard it in some of my leadership classes, and I've seen it written when referring to leadership styles. Well, you know me, it caught my attention, and I started to ponder this chameleon style of leadership or behavior style in general as it applies to people. You know, and to be honest, I was not impressed with that phrase. I was not impressed with that style or that identity. Actually, it made me uncomfortable. It may sound, you know, relevant or even impressive to some people, but again, in my humble opinion, it is not. It certainly does not represent the type of leader that I develop or that I coach. Let me explain. You know, the types of leaders that I endeavor to develop and coach and push to succeed are uncommon. They stand out. They leave a right kind of legacy. They are behaviorally multilingual, meaning they know how to interact with various people. They know how to read a room. They know how to, you know, to interact really well with people and influence those around them for right outcomes. They stand out. They are recognized and seen for what they bring to an organization's table. Now, and they're both formal and informal, meaning not all of them have a title. They don't have to, because the ability to lead is the ability to influence. All right. So those of you that know me, you know that this podcast now is going to challenge this chameleon leadership or work style, and it's going to challenge people to not display this type of behavior. Did you hear what I said to you? I do not want you to be a chameleon. It's not impressive. It's just not. Mm-mm. It's trying to trigger me, and I'm not going to be triggered, but I'm going to talk to you about this right now. So let me tell you why. Let me tell you why I don't want you to display this, all right? So listen, the definition of chameleon, of course, in the natural, is that it's this type of colorful lizard, and it's been around for a long time. And this lizard has the ability to change its color, to blend in with its environment. You know, and from the little bit of research I've done, I also found out that the color change is not just to blend in, but it also reflects their mood or their desire to mate or when they're gearing up to fight, or it's used as a sign of submission to those that the chameleon may see as a threat. So now I'm not here to talk about I'm not here to discuss the entire anatomy of the chameleon, the lizard, but to speak to it as defined as a leadership style or even a person's work style. So considering some of the things I heard just from the natural lizard, those are the things that got my attention. Some definitions of this chameleon leadership that I found online is that they are adept at being self-aware, they communicate with transparency, and they think critically and lead with equity and inclusion. Now, let me tell you, when I heard this definition that I found on Google, all I heard was a bunch of buzzwords that are not chameleon style to me, and they're just words that sound politically correct. You know, and you all that know me or that are going to get to know me will know I am not into being politically correct. I'm into people knowing who they are, what they bring, and to be uncommon on purpose. And, you know, those buzzwords that I found online are words to simply make this style, you know, to make it appear to be something that an effective leader should be. However, again, I'm here to challenge that. And just by looking at what chameleon lizards do, I pulled out some characteristics that to me are unappealing for leaders that are trying to set the right legacy. So let me just share a bit based on the natural tendencies of the lizard itself. And in addition, having to deal with people that I would call chameleons or ones that call themselves chameleons. So let me share my no-nonsense wisdom about it. I know some of you won't agree. I'm good with that. I'm not here for agreement. I'm here to put wisdom in front of you. Okay. So some won't agree. However, there are some of you that are going to see exactly what I'm saying. Listen, I'm going to say it again. Don't be a chameleon. Here's why. And I'm doing it based on behavior styles. So I need you to give me a minute and let me work this in. All right. So one of the first things I notice about this behavior is that people that operate as a chameleon, They tend to camouflage or cover up. Did you hear what I just said? Pay attention. Pay attention. And so that is, they blend in. Now, that may sound noble to blend in. However, they blend in with anything and anybody. They blend their ideas. They change their thought based on whoever's around them at the time. And they do this in order to not be seen or noticed, or they don't want to rock the boat. Unless it's beneficial for them to be noticed, they blend in and they cover. If they sense conflict or danger, they go into camouflage. They go into stealth mode. Did you hear me? But let me tell you something. Effective no-nonsense leaders do not camouflage or cover. They know their strengths. They know their weaknesses, and they work hard to balance them out. When a person camouflages or covers up who they are, then we don't get to really know them in their authentic selves, nor do they know themselves. They don't know who they are. They just blend in to fit in. Listen to me. Uncommon leaders don't fit in because they have come to cause change. First thing. Here's a second behavior I thought that really bothered me. You know, people that operate as chameleons or have chameleon behavior, they hide or will choose to hide, just like in camouflaging. They hide to be undetected, especially when conflict shows up. Mm-hmm. And I want to tell you something else. When the pressure gets really heavy, they'll cave under pressure. Yes, they will. So they hide behind this facade, and you never know who they are because, again, they cover up, they blend. They hide their thoughts by taking on other people's thoughts. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you something. Some of them don't even have a thought of their own, but they have this ability to just, again, blend, hide, fit in. Yeah, yeah. A lot of them don't have ideas at all. Some of them are simply idea thieves. Yep, I said it. I talk about those in my 10 Traits of Counterfeit Leadership book. Mm-hmm. So listen, they hide their feelings because they don't want to cause a disturbance and they don't want to hurt others. Listen, I don't look to deliberately hurt others, but to hide truth that could help people because of not wanting to hurt feelings is what is wrong in a lot of workplaces today. Uh-huh. They hide behind degrees and education so that people will think they are more intelligent or more capable than they really are. Uh-huh. They hide inside and around networks and societies to appear more important and to be given some measure of status. Yeah, that's what chameleons do. This is just what they do. Uh-huh. This chameleon behavior, it hides because they don't know their value and they possibly don't know how to lead or influence others. So again, they hide. They hide in order to not stand out or to not be found out. Mm-mm. Here's another one. Chameleons. People that operate as a chameleon tend to lean toward avoidance tactics. Again, I'm just telling you what I've seen with people who actually call themselves chameleons. Oh, Coach Lisa, I'm a chameleon. And I'm like, okay, but here's what I see. And this is what they do. So chameleons, they avoid the unknown. That's why they hide. But see, right now we're dealing with a lot of unknowns and we need leaders that are going to step in and be willing to take some risk to make some changes. Yeah. Chameleons, they avoid it because to them it signals danger. Remember that. Yeah. Chameleons avoid change at all costs. They'll even resist costs. They will hide and change their mood and change everything, but they're really hiding to avoid the change. They'll keep doing what they've always done. To look like they're going along with you. Mm-hmm. Listen, chameleon behavior, they avoid difficult conversations and they'll always try to circumvent a conversation instead of allowing real and possibly difficult conversations to take place. And see, these difficult conversations can actually solve problems, but no, they want to hide. They want to avoid. Mm-hmm. Listen, chameleon behaviors, they avoid moving forward unless they can hide behind their past successes. Did you hear what I said? I'm going to say it again. They avoid moving forward in something new unless they can hide behind their past successes or under the cover and the influence of another. Uh-huh. See, the problem is when the cover and when the influence of another is gone, now you get to see who we're really dealing with. Oh, yeah. They avoid because they have nothing to stand on their own. So they avoid. Remember, these are things, I'm saying it again, I have noticed with the people that have called themselves chameleons to me. And I did not recognize what I was seeing until later. And now it makes sense. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And I know you see it around you right now. Here's another one. Number four, chameleons. People that operate as chameleons are simply mimics. Did you hear me? They use mimicry in order to simulate and integrate with others. To them, that's the best way to be on a team. Just simulate. Just be the same. They mimic to imitate another's leadership style. They mimic another person's communication style that might seem to be accepted and embraced. Did you hear me? They mimic another person's work style that may appear to make that person productive and effective. They mimic how you impact others. So they want to do that too. Yeah. They mimic because they do not know who they are. But see, in mimicking, they pick up both desired and the undesired traits of others. Who did you hear it? They use the mimicking to also manipulate. Oh my goodness. They manipulate any cause that will serve their purpose. Remember, we're talking about chameleons. They cover and they hide. They avoid, they mimic, and they can use mimic to manipulate. Yeah. They will. So they manipulate any cause that will serve their purpose. But let me tell you something. No nonsense. Uncommon leaders do not mimic, nor do they manipulate. What they do is they will appreciate the achievements of accomplished leaders. Absolutely. But the uncommon leader understands that they have greatness on the inside of them that cannot be duplicated. So yes, I'm going to appreciate the accomplishments of others. I'm going to tell them, hey, great job. But to mimic, to manipulate, no way. Uncommon leaders persuade, they motivate, they convince, but to intentionally mimic and try to steal another person's ideas and persona is not what they do. Okay, here's one more. Listen, people that operate with chameleon tendencies will evade. This is much like avoiding. However, their evasion is a more planned way of escaping situations and people or other things that they don't want to deal with. Did you hear what I said? So they do that evading thing. Evading is the more active way of a chameleon to stay clear of things that may cause them to be seen, confronted, and possibly outed. They may get called on to do something that they don't know how to do. Did you hear it? So they'll do this evasion. So what did I just say? See, I'm done with it. I'm not going to go on and on because I'm sure there's a whole lot more. But they do what? They camouflage to cover up. They cave under pressure. They hide. Yes, they do. They hide. They avoid. They evade. They mimic. They manipulate. And I just wanted to share these five things with you to help you understand that. And I don't want you to display this kind of behavior. And I don't endorse this in any kind of way. I'm not impressed with chameleon behavior. I'm not impressed with chameleon leadership style. That's just me. And that's where I stand. And again, I'm sure I'll be challenged about it, but this is what I have seen. And this is what I've experienced. And this to me is not an effective leader that sets a right legacy. So listen, I hope this made sense to you. And you know what? And if you've ever used this label to describe yourself, then after listening to this podcast, I just hope you'll reconsider. Just reconsider what I've said. Because listen, again, you are uncommon. You are setting a legacy. You are making a change and a difference. Listen to me. You are a pioneer. Absolutely. And the people need what you bring to them as a leader, as an informal leader, as an employee. They need that from you. So don't hide. Don't camouflage. Don't mimic another. Be you and be great at what you have been created to do and to be. Did you hear me? You need to be the effective entrepreneur and business leader. That's right. So listen, here's a great quote from the Leadership Challenge book, and it's written by Kuz and Posner. And it says, to act with integrity, you must first know who you are. You can only be authentic when you lead according to principles that matter most to you. Otherwise, you are just putting on an act. Did you hear me? Chameleons put on an act. They put on a show. That's what they do. That's why I don't want you to be a chameleon. Okay. I'm done with this topic. Remember, you are uncommon on purpose. You are not a chameleon. Stop hiding and come out of the shadows. Others are waiting for you to lead, influence, and be the difference needed right now. Did you hear me? They need you. All right, I'm done. My name is Coach Lisa. And yes, I am a coach and I can help you see what you need to see, hear what you need to hear, and move forward the way you need to move forward. And you know what? You can reach out to me. My email is coachlisa at Nonon, N-O-N-O-N, training.com. I respond to my own emails and I am willing to work with you. All right. So with all that being said, I'm done. Now you go and you have an amazing no-nonsense day. And remember what I just told you. Do not be a chameleon. Tell other people I said it. Coach Lisa said it. All right. Have a great one. Go have an amazing no-nonsense day. I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.